You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. There was selling in banks, there was the weak rupee weighing on the Sensex and the Nifty, and defensives gained as a result. These will be some of the headlines that we'll be following as we'll be taking an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh, you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street.
Well, there was a case of the Monday blues today. Looks like the equities did have a case of them as the benchmarks ended the day on a lower note, courtesy of fallen banks as well as a weak rupee. The Indian currency fell on the back of a sharp drop in the Turkish lira against the US dollar. As a result, it had a negative impact on other emerging market currencies as well, and that led to a fall in the rupee as well on fears of a spillover effect, or the contagion effect, if you will. The Nifty managed to give up the 11,400 mark, while the Sensex fell over 0.5%. The Indian currency on Monday touched an all-time low of 69.85 rupees following the fall in Turkish currency. Following results of State Bank of India, banking stocks fell sharply on Monday, continuing its nervous momentum from Friday. The Bank Nifty ended over 1% lower, while the Nifty PSU index fell over 2.5%. What aided to the negative sentiment was a weak phase in mid-caps as well. The Nifty mid-cap index fell almost 1%. Among other losers were metals, auto and energy names. The only sectors to shine during the day's trade were the traditional defensives. Weak rupee ensured a good boost to information technology stocks, that is IT stocks, while pharmaceuticals also had a good day of trade led by a surge in Sun Pharmaceuticals. The day began on a negative note itself, with the Sensex falling around 250 points, with the Nifty too breaching 11,350. Selling in mid-caps also weighed on indices, but during the afternoon, there was some recovery seen on the back of a pullback in mid-caps. But last hour selling in this segment again took a turn for the worse. At the close of market hours, Sensex closed down 224.3 points or 0.59% at 37,644.9, while Nifty fell 73.7 points or 0.64% at 11,355.8. The market breadth is negative as 963 shares advanced against a decline of 1,716 shares, while 161 shares were unchanged. Among stocks, Infosys, Sun Pharma, GAIL and Tech Mahindra were the top gainers, while Yes Bank, Vedanta, BPCL and HPCL lost the most among both indices. Let's take a quick look at some of the stocks that made all the news on the Lal Street. We start with shares of HDFC Bank, which were down 1.1% following an abrupt resignation by Deputy MD Paresh Sukthankar last week. Global research firm Nomura believes that the exit is a small, near-term negative and that the potential MD and CEO candidate could be an outsider now. State Bank of India slipped another 3% after India's largest public sector bank reported a net loss of 4,875.85 crore rupees for the quarter ended June, as its provisions for bad loans rose by more than 70% year-on-year. Gaurav Manchanda, the son-in-law of Infosys co-founder S.D. Shibulal, sold a small stake in the country's second-largest software services company. The company informed exchanges that Manchanda sold more than 8.05 lakh equity shares through open market transaction between August 8th and August 10th. The stock hit a fresh lifetime high of 1,411 rupees on the Bombay Stock Exchange. It closed with gains of 1.7%. Shares of Coal India rose nearly 1% as investors cheered the company's good show for the June quarter. Brokerage house Jefferies has maintained a buy call on the stock with a target of 363 rupees. The research firm said that the quarter one operating profit was 3% below street estimates. GAIL's stock rose 3.5% as investors cheered its good results for the quarter. Brokerage house JP Morgan has maintained a neutral stance on the stock and raised the target to 360 rupees from 330 rupees. It observed that strong crude drove record marketing EBITDA. Potential near-term catalyst is tariff hikes. Let's turn to other Dalal Street equivalents from across the world. We'll start with the markets that have closed for the day, and for that, we turn east. Markets in Asia fell also due to Turkish lira's weakness. Investors were also digesting cues from earnings season. Japan's Nikkei 225 slid 1.98%, almost 2%, or 440.65 points to close at 21,857.43. Hong Kong's Hang Seng was down 1.52% and Singapore down 1.20%. In mainland China, Shanghai Composite was down 0.34%. Turning to the European markets, which are still trading, they are trading lower as investors kept an eye on trade war issues, along with, of course, the further weakness in Turkish lira. The Britain's FTSE 100 down 0.53%, France's CAC down 0.33%, and Germany's DAX 0.61%. It is essentially a sea of red that we are seeing in the European markets, with the pan-European Stock 600 down 0.49% at the time of my telling you this. Turkey's central bank on Monday today did make some policy moves, but they have failed to alleviate concerns among investors. It pledged to provide provide all the liquidity the banks need. In a statement, it also said banks would be able to borrow foreign exchange deposits from the central bank at a one-month maturity and one-week maturities. Analysts said Turkey's reluctance to raise interest rates stood out. Well, hopefully that was a quick, concise recap of all the events on Dalal Street and markets from across the world. We will, of course, see you first thing in the morning tomorrow with a morning walk down Dalal Street, as well as some stocks for you to pick. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the podcast desk here at Money Control, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.